Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin. May I please have your zip code so I can locate the account?
92260.
Thank you. So that was 92260?
Correct.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name, please?
Phil Weintraub.
Thank you. I really do want to thank you for your patience. That is taking me just a moment to see if I can locate that.
Hi.
And so that I can see if I have located the correct account, could you verify the shipping address for me, please?
My address, 74460 Fairway Drive.
Thank you.
I think.
And I am showing that you have our Bytes Hub, and how may I assist you?
I have a what? What was the word you said?
Yes, I said that I'm showing you have our Bytes Hub.
Oh, okay, wait a minute. That's what I'm not understanding. I have your Vice Club?
Bytes Hub, B-I-T-E-S-H-U-B.
What is that? I have no idea what that is.
It is a meal plan app.
A meal plan. Guess what? What is that? I'm not even understanding what these things are. What's that? A meal plan?
Yes, it is an app that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy, cut sugar, and carbs.
Oh, Christ almighty. Where did you come up with this stuff? Okay, here's the deal. Does that have the name Pure Vital Radiance to it, too? Is that connected?
I am sorry, however, I wouldn't know what is showing on the bill, as that would be the merchant's ID.
Okay.
I can only show the name of the company.
Okay. Do you show, am I being billed on this? Is it a regular payment on it? How am I paying it? How much is it? Is it $49.89?
So, yes, it would be $49.89 a month.
Okay. Here's the deal. Hate this stuff. I did some survey. I answered a couple of questions, a free survey. It said, do this question, and we'll give you a gift for doing the survey. I did the survey, and they said, pick a free gift. They had about 10 different gifts. I picked a vacuum. I need a vacuum. Fine. I said, all right, I'll take a vacuum. They said, all right, all you have to pay is the shipping, $2.95. I said, okay, I did that. It asked me some other crap, other questions. Do you want to buy something else? Do you want something else? And I looked all the small print, kept asking me that I want to buy more stuff. I said, no, I did not check I wanted anything else. Okay, now I get this bill for $49 from Pure Vital Radiance, and you're telling me that's some kind of herbal supplement stuff that I'm going to pay $50 a month for, that I don't want anything. I told my bank it was fraudulent, because it is. That's a joke. That's illegal. Scam. I had to close that credit card and switch my cards over that were being deducted out of that account to a new card number. And now I'm looking here in my bank records. You say it's still active and you're still taking that money out. Well, that's wrong. We need to stop this immediately, or we're going to the FBI, we're going to the FAA, we're going somewhere to get this off of my account, because you're scamming, taking advantage of senior citizens. I'm 75 years old, and everything you just told me about that is just wrong. So what do you think we should do? What can you do?
Yes, I can definitely get the account canceled to prevent all future charges. However, since you have disputed the transaction with your bank, we would need them to call and drop the dispute before we would be able to issue a refund.
Oh, great. I got to call somebody else. To call somebody else now. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Christ almighty. God darn it. Shoot. How much have you taken out? How many months did you have you hit me for this thing?
So, yes, I am showing that there has only been one charge.
Okay. And when was that? Was that, I have on my papers here, 12/29.
Yes.
Do you show it? Is it scheduled to be withdrawn again? What's our timing?
I have got the account canceled, so there will be no other charges.
Oh, okay. So now, what do I do to get my money refunded? What do I have to do?
Yes, we would need to have your financial institution call us and drop the dispute.
Okay, who do they contact? Who do they talk to? Is there a number? What's the account number? You don't even know the name that's on my paperwork. You've got some bite-ass company thing that have nothing. I know nothing about that. I sure show pure vital radiance. I don't know. Who do they ask for? How do they get to the right place?
Yes, I can provide you with the order ID number, and they would call the same number, and anyone they speak with would be able to assist them, as I will notate the account.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm ready.
Yes, the order ID is 92033737.
337. All right. Let me repeat that. 920-337-337.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let me contact my bank. You've canceled the account. I'll have them go back go for my refund. And I wish you guys really wouldn't operate like this. You're really tricking people. It's the way it's all worded, and you don't see stuff in there. And it's like if you don't take action, it acts against you. That's just not a good way to do business. It's really not right. All right, let me call my bank and keep wasting more of my time here to get this off of my credit bank and payments and all that stuff, because this is awful. Okay, well, thank you for your help.
You're very welcome, and I do want to thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Okay, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.